in Siman Shin Zayin, Sif Chaf. Yisrael is saying that Yehudi lasses the Malacha b'Shabbos. Mutl l'honus for the erev b'chtei sheyasu. So Chazal answered, you can't benefit from it on Shabbos, but they did not extend that to the forever. They extend it to after Shabbos, the time called b'chtei sheyasu. Yehosu really is the correct. So therefore the person can't benefit it, the time it takes for the whole process to happen, so he ends up getting no benefit at all from that which he asked the God of the Malacha for him. So he's not benefiting from the Malacha on Shabbos, and he lost the motivation of wanting to ask for this Malacha on Shabbos. He can't benefit from beforehand. Because if he could benefit from it immediately after Shabbos, so he gains, and he waits after Shabbos, that's the way you have to wait till it's done. He has immediate use. This way he has no, he can't use it till then anyway, so you take away the motivation to want to ask the goy. There's another reason which that's how Tosfos learns. Rashi learns simply we don't want him benefiting from Malacha on Shabbos. So if you wait till B'day Sheyosu, he's not really benefiting from the Malacha. There's no Hanor from the Malacha part of it. Maybe for Hestia. And we'll see this case later on. So here there's going to be an element of you're publicizing this action that's being done, so we don't want that to be done. So they are said it loyal them. You can't benefit from it. Okay. The case over there was a case where they dug a cavern for Yisrael on Shabbos, or they made an Orin for the Yisrael on Shabbos. So we say they can't use the cavern, they can't use the Orin, period. So the simple reading is because of this thing over here. There is one sheet that says no, the issue over there is because it's a Gnai Yisrael, they should be buried in something which Malacha was done in. So that's why, so it's a separate, it's not a because of the Zizr Hanra Le'olam, it's a specific issue in these type of scenarios. So that's the Deen, that's the Mar Mokhim to the Taz over there, which talks about that shot.
Is that even called Hanra?
Yeah.
The people are using it to bury it, that's a benefit. I'm not sure that the hand over here goes with the regular rules. It means they can't get the usage out of it.
So if that
what happened?
He did ask to go to Malacha on Shabbos. And go to Malacha on Shabbos.
So no.
Okay. So you cannot benefit from it on Shabbos, nor after Shabbos, until B'day Sheyosu.
When's our own cover couldn't be used?
There's a din, that's what you can't use the loyalim. The question is, what the issue is? Why can't you use the loyalim? Okay. So far. Osir Lermelani Yehudi B'Shabbos. You can't tell the guy to do malacha for himself. The Jew's getting no benefit out of it. It's not for the Jew in any way, shape, or form. He's telling the guy to do malacha for himself. He can't do that. It goes into the Israel talking about malacha. Okay, so what does that mean? Is that the Mishabura? Also, learn from Yehudi. The Kiman shows the Dabra Sharma learn Yehudi lasses bishal atzma Yehu. And a Yochel ba'atzma lasses. What I'm telling the guy to do, I can't do myself. Okay, so it comes out. Who b'chala mir learn Yehudi shus v'asa. That goes into this learn mir learn Yehudi, which is us. The Jew is getting no benefit at all from this. It's not done for him. It's a loss. Okay. Now, Bavel became mutter lomer lo lasus malacha la'atzmoy. Okay, but he could tell him do malacha for himself. Now, how does that work? What are you going to say? Why do you cook yourself supper with your food? That's mutter. Okay, Gavel, that's mutter. Now, what's the difference between the two? The kibush lehoya hadavar me'erlim sheyisok klal. This is nothing. This is not connected to the Jew at all. And the oysagam came back to shalatzmoy. Look, also love isur damir le yehudi. So if the Jew says, "Take my item and cook it for yourself," even though the Jew is not doing done for the Jew, the Jew's getting no benefit out of it. But since it's some way connected to the Jew, that goes into the responsibility of the Jew of amir la'akum. But if the Jew says to the goy, "Take your thing and use it for yourself," that they didn't ask her. They didn't put that into the isur. That's what their Moa is saying.
Then I could see
they can't tell Mashat. Dr. Mishabura, finally, Rabbi Shechich, Matthias of Rosh, the Af, Barab Shabbos, also Lita Leni, who do you learn when she got Bashu of the Shabbos last? So this doesn't go into the Isser of talking about malacha on Shabbos, because if that's the Isser, so if I give it to him before Shabbos, then the problem. This is an Isser of, since the Jew is giving it to him, to tell him to do something with it, even though it's not for the Jew, but since the Jew is, as it were, commanded to go ahead and do it, I mean, the Jew doesn't have to do it, but the Jew is one who's saying to do it, that goes to the other Isser of, you can't do a mirror of goy on weekday to do something on Shabbos. I can't arrange with the goy on Tuesday to come cook on Shabbos. So not only can I do it that I can't arrange with the goy to cook for me on Shabbos, I can't arrange with the goy to cook with my item on Shabbos. Okay. Okay. Sifkov page. Finish off the simon. Kol shuster abonon mutter ben shmoshes the tzarich mitzvah. So he served the abonon. Chazal weren't kosher shoes ben shmoshes. Now it says kol shus. There are some exceptions, but in general general statement. For example, so Amir Lachim goes into that rule. So even though he's asking to do malacha the rice, so the hat of shoes to shoes doesn't apply. It's just one shoes. He's asking to go to hide light a mirror. The benish moshes, that's mutter because it's tzarich mitzvah. When you tell who took last ben shmoshes, or the Jew himself is the take of meisters ben shmoshes. Okay. The lima kol davar shalso lomer in the huli lasos of Shabbos. Also, lima is loy lasos. There's an insert of ramas as well. Abu mutter lima is loy lasos malacha achar Shabbos. So, not or zeruah that ramas on Shabbos and on a mirror. So, Elamai was, but the goy is doing it for you, and that's part of the, that's still usher. He's doing it after Shabbos. So if I do Ramadan on Shabbos, there's no Amira, but I communicate to the goy that he should do something for me on Shabbos, so the goy is acting for me. That's a problem. But if it's after Shabbos, so there's no Amira, there's no Aziyah, so it's more. Okay. Enem Yehudim HaMeviyim Tzvur B'Shabbos Yisrael Shchiyav Nelehem. So the goy owes Tzvur to the Jew. He's coming on Shabbos. Yisrael Noitzavoy Matechoy Loitzavoy. So the Jew gives him the key. Enem Yehudim Noitzavoy the Shom Umayim Umayim. The goy takes it over there. He measures it out. He measures how much he delivered, so he knows how much he still owes, etc. That the goy's purpose over here is not for the Jew. He's delivering it because he wants to pay up his goy. He is measuring it to prove how much that he delivered, so he shouldn't have overpay, etc.
Something happened
to his car,
drunk away from
him. It doesn't become the Jews. If it belongs to the Jew right away, the goy is doing malach on the Jewish thing. No, he's not. Until they measure it out and see what he's delivering, they would not consider the transfer of the item until that point. You have to watch him making the cheeses. But it's the goy's milk. It's the goy's making cheese. The Jew's watching. And the Jew's going to buy it from afterwards. So, Lechara, it's not that he's not being oisik with Melech as Yisrael, because it belongs to the goy still. The Malkum and the Yuri are died to the Navshek of it. Even if the Jew stays there for a long time, and so it's clear that he's making all of these cheeses and whatever he's doing with intent to sell to a Jew. But the mice didn't belong to the goy. So surely that's what. Okay. Tell Mr. Buro. Im ha yitorit ayin hay. Ayin the kavam b'shtim and shimon beis Mr. Buro. So shimon beis is one sif law, if I call correctly. And it's the law of ben hashmoshes. If they weren't geizer, rabbanon ben hashmoshes. That's the sif over here in Shimon Bay. But it's only because the Dramitz are doichet. Well, that's the Dramitz, even there's some other doichet. So you can climb up the tree to get the item that you need. Let's say the little bar shayfer. He's tarred. So it's. So all these cases are mutter. Okay. So Mishnah Berurah says, take a look over there. The sin of Torah. The point of Torah is, so now it comes something that I need. So there's a heter. There's also a heter of doich. It's something very important to me, even though there's no mitzvah involved in it. So that's also mutter.
Wasn't Jewish, so.
Okay. Now.
People that see this should say,
"How can to do a shul Spanish marshal?"
Shul Spanish
marshal. Yeah. Okay. Fine, Bob. That's an example. You go off the tree to get the shayfer for Spanish marshals. Yeah. Also, Lirmoiz. So, Remiz is also. The Gamza Huba Klala Mir Lemi Yehudi. Kimashaya Remiz is also the Shabbos. So, Remiz doesn't help me. If the guy is doing it because I told him to do it through my rabbis, that's all he's doing for me. So, remember, we discussed multiple times that there are two different Yisurim in the Mir Lach. There's the Mira, and there's the Fatima. The guy does, he's acting as your Shia, makes it also. There's also the Yisurim being the head. There's three problems, really. Who's in charge? Also, Lama Boy, for Shabbos. So whether I do it through a physical motion, or whether I do it through a mirror which understands what I want, it's also. Okay. Just why don't you wipe your nose? Just wash up your nose. You want to wash up the nose? He cups that I mean the tip of the wick in the lamp has carbon on it and it's blocking the light. And he cups. I mean, wipe up the nose. I mean, wipe up the tip of the carbon, etc. Now, the wick. The wick, as it burns, sometimes it develops. It burns off and it has a piece of just simple carbon sitting there that blocks the light. So you knocked off that carbon, it's not part of the wick anymore, so it burns better. So the Mishnah Berurah. But if you don't tell him to do it, I didn't tell him to do it. I wasn't even Ram as him to do it. So he's doing that in Avshay. There's no way that I gave a command to him. Going to Armel and near Ein Omer Yochel, you know, spend light. So Ein Yochel Likros Lora near Hazeh Sheish Bepechel. It's hard to read when there's carbon on the near. Shori. The aids of Bechlal Amir. So that's the heter. When people talk about Rambis, it has to be in such a type of even in the Rambis, there cannot be anywhere where it's construed as a command. So commanding the Rambis is awesome. Okay. Okay. Now, they left to me Tom she had me allowed with Allah Shah also any who be shuloy. We have a different problem. The Goy does walk on his own for the Jew. The Jew can't benefit from it. So what do we accomplish over here? So we're saying, so it comes out this whole swarm of Mira of Remez only works in a case where you can construe it that the Goy is not really giving a benefit to the Jew.
It's not a benefit to be able to more easily.
Right, so another example of that which the place can give is when the guy is removing an impediment. So it's a light in my room and I can't sleep. He turns off the light. He's not giving me darkness, he's taking away light. That's not helping the head. Whereas if it's a dark room and I can't see anything, maybe he makes a light, that's helping the head. So it gets sticky how you define that. So the door is into my hotel room is locked with this electronic lock, which I can't. So I say, I can't get in because it's electronic lock. So the guy opens the door for me. That call, he took away the impediment, so he opened the door for me. He actively opened the door, but he took away the impediment to getting into the room. So a lot of questions were made on that case. Now, there's a problem over here. Which you need to explain.
Read by line.
So we have this before. We had this before. We had it. He mentioned it over here. I had it before. Where is it? If the guy comes in his own to light in there for the Jew, yeah. Right, so until Reish Ayin Vav, the Sif Yud Aleph, the Sif Katan Yud Aleph. So the Rambam said, if the Goy came and did Malacha for the Jew, he lived in there, the Jew doesn't have to leave his home. That's what Mishabur said, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, it's a page in the book. There we have it. So, first, the cut on the page. So this is that you don't leave your house. And I know Dafka Achra Shikar Osar and Yehudi. My Yisrael is Lasers. Well, it's a good lot to say. Why is Mishul Zed? We said on the Moshul Lasers came. Abul Nizdam and Yisrael Shurab Eish and Yehudi wrote to Lahadik with Yishiloi. So Lasers of Madura Tzarkun was beyond it. If I see the Goy about to light for me, so I have to stop him. I can't have the Goy do a lot of a man job. Even though I didn't ask him. So I feel like Ma'ayah Zeb based on Shalayin Yehudi Gang Yisrael Limkos Kima Shaner Ma'itim Shal Yisrael. I feel like Dasi Lotz is Lachan Karach Lachedar Acher Gang Yisrael Limkos Koshka Reis Yisrael Man who knows about Karach Chayim Lagarsha Bebeis of Mechil Hashem. There's a Hashash of Tamar Zayin, right? But it seems to me the Iker Din is not on Tamar Zayin. The Iker Din, you can't have a going to walk with your job. It's Iker Stafin. So the biggest, so the problem which all the places grapple with is, so how in the world do you understand this whole thing of Remez? If I see a guy doing malachim, I have to stop him. So Remez is totally irrelevant. Right? So over here, in the most dear show that they bring the kasher, he brings it from the beginning earlier in the sinan, but the main place is over there. He says that this is in a case where he's just correcting the nair. We have this of Hanoi anyway in most cases. So what's the case? That you're taking off the path. That type of case is not a Pia Makoi either. You're not really doing a full bona fide malacha. So instead of Konami, to ask the Goy to put out the light for you, even if you do it on Rebbe, there's always something ahead of it, it'll be us. According to Tobiash. So that creates the din of Remez becomes extremely limited. It's going to apply. The din of Remez is extremely limited.
Yes, because he previously made the.
Even if they ask the guy to turn off the light, so there's no problem being in the hand man. Because he takes off the light, he's just taking away the light. It's not giving me something to want. But what he's doing is malacha, keep me from me. So I can't avoid the malacha, keep me from me. The Gabi, the halacha of this issue, which we asked her of the Goy is giving you a hanoah, it's like giving a hanoah. It's not the Goy doing malacha for you, the Goy doing malacha for you. Taking place in the Goy's part. It's very limited to din. I don't know. I have to tell you, I don't know. This is a problem which I've always found very confusing. I know. Wait, without an alaka, it seems to be that there's a lot of places who hold it's mutter. Why in the world it's mutter? I haven't the faintest idea. How does Shimon just din over here before? I push it, don't get it. I feel like an Amor is Gomer. The din of Mecha, when the Goy does Mecha, you have to stop. That's a fair shit. Nobody argues on the din. So the din of Rebbe becomes almost irrelevant.
It doesn't spell out what.
Can also pay. Now, Bala Rabba, Taz comes from a shittest of Zion Kerlikal Zed. That's the Rabba Kamogan of Rome. I remember Gadamash Kosovo and Zed, Mash Sadam, Simshimish and Tess, and Dalba Gor, Bishop Bruce. So, what's this over here? This over here that maybe moving books might have a different in. In other words, even though we have a general rule of Shus, the Shus needs a half of Sarkmits, etc., specifically when it comes to Tilta Muksa, because there are scenarios where Tilta Muksa is shy of my Jew. So, Amir Lahagu, in that situation, is what? That's what he's grappling with. The first can mean Talba, you mean Dabra, Tiltim in Atzad, Tiltim in Gufay. So there are different ways that a person can move books. So when I ask to go to move books, I'm not, there's always some mere lack of I'm moving books. That's what Tosh is arguing. So the transfer of ownership is only after you measure it out and you make a cheshbon how much it is, then you transfer ownership. Any ownership of the Shabbos, the basis. So, Koi brings an item to the Jew on Shabbos. Pilahem Asur Matiltel, even though it's an item which is Mutsu, if he had Mishu Yisrael, Kim Shem Yad and Yehudi, Rishal Armel, and the Chanois, and the Ezim Lok, and Shem Yitzi. Because it still belongs to the Goy, you can tell the Goy when to put it down. Okay. Now, the case of the Jews watching the Goy make the cheeses. He's watching for Yikna, basically he's there during the milking and during the making of the cheese. The reason why he's there is because this week he'll be allowed to buy it afterwards. Okay. So he's doing it for the Jew. But not really. He's doing it to sell to the Jew. But right now it is. He's doing that. He should want to sell to the Jew. That's not called doing it for the Jew. Even if he stays there for a long time, but died till the Noch of Israel, it's what the feel him and Yehudi and also Guinness came to Shabbos. Ima Yisrael Kavu Kavu and Shimo Yikavu Yafis Kavu Shari, they said, see, I die in Him Shalom. Okay. Okay. What? I'm not sure I'm following the case 100%. You're saying that the timer set that the nair should go on, the lamp should go on, but it's set at too low of a set. So you want the goy to move it to a higher setting before the timer goes on or after the timer goes on? What the timer's on? You're talking about the timer's, but it's not really an impediment. Moving an impediment, you're creating a momentum. You might move through anyway for different reasons. I'm saying because it's Gromus, but it's creating a momentum. Right now, the lamp's not going to go on. By the going, turn the switch off, and the timer goes, the lamp will go on. So that's the half reason we're moving an impediment. The argument is Gromus. What? Yeah, that's not the head number of the lamp is because that that's when the lamp is lit and you're just taking away the carbon on top and just blocking the light. But here you're turning on a lamp. So the fact that I have one lamp lit doesn't mean that now you have a mirror lock and I can ask you to go ahead and light another lamp. No, I can't ask you to light another lamp. Cannot. Right. Because that's a malacha. But that's asking the malacha. This whole argument is what he's doing is in this item itself, you're not really doing anything. It's there already. You're just making it work better. Okay, Simon Shinches, there's an introduction over here to Simon Shinches. It's a very long introduction. Let's hold it for tomorrow, the 6th of the show. It's confusing a little bit backwards and forwards on the introduction. I just want to point out that this is a very exciting moment. The shir started. Shinches? Started Shinches 6 years ago. So this is the Siyum. I don't think there's anybody here from the beginning. You were here? Six years ago. 9 years.